My name is Milton Puryear. I am one of the founders of Brooklyn Greenway Initiative, an effort to create a 14-mile greenway along the formerly industrial and maritime Brooklyn waterfront from Newtown Creek and Greenpoint down to and connecting to the Bay Ridge Esplanade along the Shore Parkway. We became partners with every community up and down the waterfront and became the facilitator for planning, now funding and design, and implementation of the vision. I used to be an investment analyst for 15 years, and before that I was an investment banker. I cared about the built environment, and I cared about how cities happen. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I always appreciated cities, but I also always appreciated open space. What I brought was an approach to finding solutions. And my approach to finding solutions was first to identify what the problem is, and then to what the real issues are, and then to look at solutions. And for me, in Grand Armory Plaza, the problem is transportation. The possibilities are open space and public space for other uses other than transportation, but the problem is transportation. There are, 14 lanes in that space at any given time, maybe utilized to 15 to 20% at most of the time, and sometimes maybe as high as 40 to 60%. But, you know, that's the problem. It's the problem that keeps people out of the plaza in the center. It's the problem that keeps the plaza separate from the park, as it was originally envisioned. So to me, that's how I approach it. What's the problem, and then what kind of solutions address the problem and make the other possibilities possible? I really had to study the plaza and how it fits in the context of the communities. You know, my first inclination from an equity point of view was that if there was a possibility to append a new, larger open space to one of the communities, from fairness point of view, append it to Prospect Heights because they don't have much of the park, whereas Park Slope has a lot of an edge on the park. But the reality is that the angle of the primary through streets, Flatbush Avenue, doesn't make that viable. But when you get into transportation, especially in Brooklyn, with very few major north-south arteries, you're talking borough-wide. You know, Flatbush Avenue is pretty much it. You know, there's Utica, but as far as really coming into downtown, Flatbush Avenue is the prime north-south artery. So, you know, you don't compromise Flatbush Avenue. But when you talk about the users of the space, you're really talking more of a neighborhood, because the people who are going to be, you know, entering that space on a frequent basis are the people who live within walking distance of it. There are a lot of borough-wide institutions there, so that makes it, again, brings back the borough context. So you have to really look at both to some extent. I'm remembering now one principle, and that is conflicts between user groups. And one of the things we've had to deal with on the Greenway is recognizing that, you know, different user groups have different purposes and objectives. And if you want to come up with a design that 25 years from now people are happy about, you want to maximize the fulfillment of each user's objectives. For the Greenway, one of the objectives we have to deal with is the cyclists, one, wanting to commute, wanting to move without stopping every block or every other block. From a commuting point of view, efficiency, but from a health and recreation point of view, for a cyclist, a jogger, and a rollerblader to be able to sustain their elevated heart rate without having to stop every few blocks for crossing traffic. So we have to try to lay the bike path against a wall so that there's not a lot of crossing, and manage to find through the design those conflicts. And certainly looking at Grand Armory Plaza, you know, all those roads basically make it inhospitable for pedestrians. And you know, it's pedestrians that do 90% of the shopping. You know, 90% of the people go into a store, walk into the store. They don't drive into a, you know, to get to the stores in New York for the most part. And you know, it really is about elevating the priority of pedestrians, cyclists, cars, flipping that. The built environment in New York is flipped now. It's actually cars, pedestrians, cyclists, but it's that the cyclists and pedestrians are getting more play these days, thanks to the DOT commissioner that we have. And I thought it was just one piece of a larger trend toward changing the priorities of use of the public right-of-way. You know, cities are a unique resource. And, you know, this city is unique in the extent to which people walk. And the pedestrian aspect of it, you know, speaks to public space in a more, you know, extensive way than in cities that are more auto dependent. For me, it's really about public space, and you know, to the extent it's about private space, it's about how they fit together in a system that works for the public. I think we dove right in to the to looking at the proposals and then sharing what we thought of them, what we liked, what we didn't like. My emphasis was on, you know, if it doesn't solve the transportation issue or if it doesn't even address it, then that goes in the out pile. Only things that at least give a nod to the real challenge are worthy of us, you know, spending our time on. And that's why the three that ended up at the top did, because all of them spoke to, you know, allocating the transportation resource and making the non-transportation public space more accessible, more usable. Brooklyn, I think on average, at least northern Brooklyn, 30-some% of households have a car. You know, everybody walks. But if you look at the public transportation space, it's, you know, 80%, 20%, or 90%, 10% for automobiles. The vision of the past, as I understand it, was that the space between the central plaza where the fountain is and the park was really park space, but it was a parade ground. You know, that wasn't a throughway or a highway or a turnpike. It was a public event space. And that changed in character. So what happened was they got separated. And what I think a lot of people saw as a valuable priority was connecting them. But connecting them in a way that you didn't duplicate what's in the park, in the plaza. You know, we have enough of that. We've got streams, we've got echo environment, et cetera, et cetera. What purposes can this new space serve, you know, these communities that's not fulfilled in the park or in the library or in the museum or in the botanical gardens? It's the more formal kind of open space of park environments, assembly space, event space. And to me, it really didn't matter as long as it was different. It could be expanded space for the market. The market is probably the biggest use up there, other than vehicles. And you know, that's something that could grow. That could become an even bigger thing and serve an even wider audience if this transportation issue were addressed. You know, the area is just, intimidating. I mean, I haven't stepped foot on that center plaza more than 3 or 4 times in my 20 years in Brooklyn. You know, one is not enough there once you've seen the fountain to compel you to, you know, dodge cars or walk across 5 or 6 lanes of traffic. So I was open to any kinds of programming ideas, and there are a number of different programming ideas. But I put those into the category of possibilities, and didn't necessarily feel like I don't remember favoring one group of programming ideas over another, other than feeling that those that duplicated what's available in the park weren't as compelling as the others, as others that were complementary to what the park offered. Well, competitions are an event in and of themselves, and they generate, you know, motivate people to do something. They create a whole lot of visual material, a whole lot of different ideas that create, that are, if used properly, can create public debate and elevate an idea in the public consciousness. And the rest is really up to the advocates to try to bring that full circle to some kind of action. But just having all those proposals to look at, I think, within the group of jurors, you know, we came from a lot of different places, and we ended up having a certain amount of consensus on what the key issues were. And that's movement. That's, you know, that kind of movement is beneficial to moving towards solutions. Well, for me, you know, we operate in a lot of different communities that are not our own. And it's, my approach in doing that is to really serve as a facilitator of a community's own vision. I'm not interested in dictating. I know better than to, you know, try to ram down any community's throat my idea. I also believe that communities, the people who live in an area, know better how the area gets used. And that you're not going to achieve anything unless it's their vision, ultimately. So our job is to facilitate their visioning of their own possibilities.